upon their king. Tonight is a very tragic night. It is a night of Hazrat Abbas. Abbas was like his father Ali. He had all the qualities of his great father. Abbas was brave, strong, wise, loving, obedient, and faithful. Abbas treated Hussein like his master. He always treated Bibi Kultum and Bibi Zainab with great respect. Abbas was with Hussein in Karbala. Ashura came. Ali Akbar gave his last adhan. Everyone in Hussein's camp prayed Fajr namaz. The battle of Karbala began. One by one, Hussein's companions went to the battlefield and were martyred. Every time a body was brought to the tent, Abbas went to Hussein and said, "Master, now allow me to go to the battlefield." "Enough, Master, enough. Let me go and fight those beastly men, Master." Every time Hussein calmed Abbas down by saying, "No, Abbas, no. How can I let you go? You are the captain of my army. You are my right-hand man. Abbas, you are my support. Abbas, where would I be without you? Abbas, no, Abbas, no." Abbas is restless. Abbas wants permission to fight. Just then, little Sakina with her mash came to Abbas. "Uncle Abbas, look at my mash. It is very dry." "Oh, Abbas, Uncle, Sakina is very thirsty, Uncle Abbas." Abbas thought of a way to get permission from Hussein. He picked up little Sakina and went to Hussein's tent. Abbas sat in front of Hussein with Sakina on his lap. Abbas didn't have to say anything. Hussein looked at Abbas and then at Sakina and her mush. Hussein understood Abbas's expression. "Abbas, how can I say no now? You have brought Sakina with you. Then Abbas, go. Go and fill Sakina's mush with water. One request, Abbas, leave your sword with me. Remember, Abbas, you are not going to fight. You are just going to get water for Sakina." Abbas gave his sword to Hussein. He kissed Sakina and put her down. He said, "Sakina, pray for me. Pray that I will get water for you." Abbas then went to Zainab. "Sister Zainab, give me permission to go to the battlefield." "Brother Abbas, I used to hear that my hijab would be looted, but Abbas, I used to say, how dare could anyone snatch my hijab when I have 18 brothers. Now, Abbas, that you are going, I believe that my hijab will be really be looted."
Keep going.
Abbas reached the river and filled Sakina's mush. He then asked his faithful horse to drink water. The horse looked towards Hussein's camp and seemed to say, "Master, are you sure that the water will reach Sakina? Master, how can I drink when Sakina and Ali Askar are thirsty? Let us first give them water, and then I will drink some." Abbas, with his alum in one hand and his spear and Sakina's water-filled mush in the other, rode back. Umar Saad, Yazid's commander, ordered his men to stop Abbas taking water to Hussein's tents. The enemy surrounded Abbas. They fired arrows from all directions. Abbas was hit with many arrows. He was bleeding. Just then, a soldier came from behind and struck his sword on Abbas's shoulder. Abbas gripped the mush with his teeth as his arm and spear fell to the ground. Another soldier came and struck his sword into Abbas's other shoulder. The alum and the other arm fell to the ground. Imagine Abbas on his horse, no arms, holding Sakina's mush between his teeth. Water must reach Sakina. Abbas still had the strength to go on. Sakina's mush was still filled with water. An arrow was shot. It hit Sakina's mush. The water began to pour out. Poor Abbas lost all his strength as the water poured out from Sakina's mush. He fell from his horse and cried out, "Master, come to me. Master, let me see you for the last time." Hussein heard Abbas. He was heartbroken. With his hands on his back, he cried out, "Son Ali Akbar, my back is gone. My support is gone. My alamdar is gone." Hussein and Ali Akbar rushed to the battlefield. Hussein saw his brother lying on the ground. Imagine how Hussein felt when he saw his brother lying on the ground, covered with blood, both arms severed. He placed Abbas's head on his lap. "My brother, Abbas, you are leaving me too? Abbas, what will I do without you? My support, Abbas, I am finished without you. My brother, Abbas, can I do anything for you?" "Yes, master. When I came to this world, I saw your face first. Now, as I am going from this world, master, I would like to see your face for the last time. Abbas, why can't you see me?" "Master, my eyes are covered with blood." Imam Hussein cleaned Abbas's eyes. Abbas gazed at Hussein. "Abbas, I have a wish too. All your life you just call me master. Once, brother Abbas, just once, call me brother." Abbas said, "Hussein, my brother, do not take my body to the tents. I am ashamed of myself. I don't want Sakina to see me. I don't want my sisters, Kulthum and Zainab, to see me like this. I don't want Kulthum and Zainab to cry." Abbas took his last breath and died on Hussein's lap. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun.
Salawat.